And then we need to use RC4 algorithm for the secret key decryption. And the next step is to calculate the MD5 hash from the secret key and a part of security identity and the part of seed, which is called RID. And this hash is used to complete the first step of password hash decryption. And finally, we are using the DES algorithm to completely decrypt the MD4 user's password hash. Okay, maybe I speak too complicated, but I describe the algorithm from Microsoft. next slide. Master key decryption process. Master key is a 64-bit key used to protect private keys. All private keys of the users are located at the following path: group, documents and settings, / username, / application data, / Microsoft, / crypto, / RSA. All files in this directory must be strongly protected, and they are encrypted by the master key. Therefore, the master key also must be strongly protected. We need to complete the following steps to decrypt private keys. At first, we obtain a 20-byte user encryption key using the hash-based message algorithm HMAC. The MD4 user's password hash is used as HMAC input data, and the user seed is used as a secret key. Then we are using the HMAC again. The input data is obtained 20-byte user encryption key. The secret key is a 16-byte constant which is stored in each master key container. Finally, we use the RC4 algorithm to decrypt the master key. RC4 key is derived from the HMAC result. Okay, next slide. And now some words about Windows XP. In Windows XP, the master key decryption algorithm is other. SHA-1 hash is used instead MD4, and the RC4 algorithm is replaced by triple DES. Okay, next slide is about the private key decryption process. A private key is a 1024-bit key, which is used for fake files decryption. In the original version of Windows 2000, without any service packs, the following steps are required to decrypt a private key. At first, we need to calculate the SHA-1 hash of 64-byte master key, then we apply the HMIC algorithm to this hash, treating the hash as input data. And the constant 16 bytes stored in a private key container is a secret key for HMIC. Only 5 bytes from HMIC result and 11 bytes from private key container are used for the RC4 key generation. RC4 generated key is used to decrypt the private key. And now about the private key decryption in Windows 2000 with service packs or in Windows XP. In this version, the decryption algorithm has been changed. SHA-1 hash of the master key and constant data from a private key container are used for key generation. Triple DES algorithm with this key is used for private key decryption. Now about the file encryption key. As stated above, if FES generates a 128-bit key for each file, which is called file encryption key of FEC. FEC is used for the file encryption, and the FEC itself must be decrypted using the PKCS2 algorithm. The private key is used as the key was for PKCS2. And finally, the file data is decrypted using the a strong version of this X. Okay, now talk about the small crypt analysis of with encryption. Let's analyze the cryptographic algorithm used by EFAS. Generally, algorithms used in the EFAS are cryptographically stable when the key length is enough to make a brute force attack impossible. Only one exclusion is an RC4 algorithm used to encrypt the private key in the original version of Windows 2000. In this case, the key length is 128 bits, but only 40 bits are dependent from the master key. Other 88 bits are well known and stored in the private key container. Therefore, in the original version of Windows 2000, each private key is protected by a 40 bits key, which can be found by a brute force attack during the reasonable time. After that, the file encryption key can be found instantly, and therefore it's possible to decrypt the file. This vulnerability is fixed in the Windows 2000 Service Pack 2. There is strong 160-bit triple test encryption of a private key. And Windows XP does not have this vulnerability at all, because EFAS uses SHA-1 password hash instead of MD4 hash to decrypt master key. SHA-1 hash is not stored on the physical disk, so it cannot be stolen by an unauthorized user. Okay, now let's talk about the possible attacks to decrypt their files. Although the algorithm used in EFAS are cryptographically stable, there are several types of attacks which allow gaining access to encrypted files of any user without user password. We need only several files from the hard drive. All attacks require a physical access to the computer or to its hard drive. The target computer must not use a domain controller for user authentication. But the first type, and ideal cases when there are an access to the documents and settings directory where we can find private and master keys for all computer users. Also, we must have access to system32/config directory to find SAM and the system records of registry. In this case, all required data for file decryption is available. Other exclusion is when the system key is not stored in the registry but is located on a floppy disk or the generated from a password. In the second case, if the system key is generated from a password, it's possible to implement the brute force or dictionary attack to find it. And the third case, the following attack tape can be used when the system key is stored on a floppy disk. The documents are set in directory is still available, and we have an access to the private and master keys. We can brute force the user's password or the password of recovery agent. When the private key is found, there is a well-known text which we can use as a criterion for password validity instead of the MD4 hash, which is unknown in this case. When we found the logon password, we gain access to all files encrypted by a corresponding user. If the user is a is a recovery agent, we can gain access to all files. And the fourth case, if you still have access to document and set in directory, but the master key files are unavailable or damaged, we still can recover EFAS files. In this case, we are forcing the 40-bit key that depends on the master key, and using this key to decrypt the private key. We can use a private key on our own data as a criterion for brute forcing. Therefore, after finding the 40-bit key, we gain access to the file encryption key. And we must know that the user's password is not needed to decrypt any file. In most cases, all necessary data is located on a hard drive, and we need only technical skills to circumvent the EFAS protection. By the way, Microsoft claims that the EFAS files cannot be decrypted without the user's password. And furthermore, Microsoft says that EFAS must be used on a portable computer which are under the risk of theft. But it's an ideal case, as described above, because all files on hard drive are available. All files can be stolen without user's password, and so on. And now about recovery possibilities. The EFS vulnerabilities described above also can be used for recovering EFS files when the user data is unavailable. There are many cases when it can happen, but there are two major cases. The first one is the Windows is damaged and user cannot start it and log on. The second one is when Windows is operational but user is absent, for example, recently fired from a company. Microsoft provided only one way to recover a database on the exporting of EFS certificate with private key. Then this can be imported to the system to gain an access to encrypted files. And the data recovery policy is based on recovery agent, but at first the user must think about the data recovery possibility and then begin encryption files. Most users are not informed about data recovery policy. Only one checkbox checking is needed to encrypt the file, but there is no any warning which says the file encryption is dangerous as the recovery measures was not accomplished. And after a time, a user can be surprised that all encrypted files are inaccessible. For example, it may happen when the Windows is reinstalled or some user's account is removed. Most probably now he will refer to file recovery documentation and read the export certificate or recovery agent is needed to recover the data. And if the certificate was not exported, the data is lost forever and unable to recover. But we proved above that when there is no export certificate, all data can be recovered without any problems, and user even does not need to log on to the system. Okay, just about our tool for files decryption. Lancet EFS Data Recovery is a program to recover decrypt files encrypted on an TFS partition created in Windows 2000. Files have been decrypted even if the system is not bootable, and so you cannot log on, and or some encryption keys have been tampered. Besides, decryption is possible even in Windows is protected and using a SIS key. Okay, now I'll show you a small demonstration of our tool. Okay, so, presentation. Okay, this is an external hard disk. It's from another laptop. And this hard disk contains file that were encrypted by the user of that laptop. Okay, now I'll connect this drive. Yeah, it's a drive G. And there is a one file that was encrypted by the user. Okay, we can see the file properties. Okay. Glance. And the encryption checkbox is checked. Okay, and if we attempt to read this file, it's unreadable because it's encrypted by another user. Okay, now we're starting our program. Okay, the first step is the found of system keys. This is we find the master key, the private key, and so on. Whereas selecting this drive and scanning it for keys. Okay. Okay, as we see, all keys are recovered. And the next step is to find the files on the disk that are encrypted. Just a moment, some problems with mouse. Scanning logical disk to find the files encrypted. Okay, we found the file. And now we can decrypt the file. And then we select the disk where to place the file. And okay, the decryption has been completed. And now we can see the file. It's on drive C. And in this directory, encrypted file. And now we can read it. It's Microsoft and the user is this. Oh yeah. Okay, that's all. Thank you for your time. If there are any questions, can you please ask it in private, not from room, because my English is not very good.
What's the default setting?